Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I'm Larry Mears. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners is urging the public to take extra precautions to protect the elderly from the COVID-19 virus. BAMP President Linda Williams notes that as in previous years, COVID-19 cases have increased during this period and warns that vulnerable people are still susceptible to the virus.
It's crop over time again, and as we have noted for the past few years, there's an increase in COVID cases during this season. We want to remind the public that our vulnerable persons and elderly are still susceptible to negative consequences of this illness. If you become ill or you're in a home with an elderly person, please wear a mask around them. Or if you work in a facility with the elderly, don't work when you're ill and wear a mask while dealing with them. Also in health facilities, if you're ill, please wear a mask.
She also wants Barbadians to protect themselves from the heat during the last lap of crop over events.
This is also a very hot season, so please take some precautions for the hot weather. Adequate hydration is the most important thing, and we're talking about hydration with water. Alcohol does not hydrate. Use personal fans, wear loose clothing, eat before you participate in any strenuous exercise, and take rest when you're feeling very hot and fatigued. Come away from the crowd and cool down. All of these will prevent heat stroke and other related illnesses.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Linda Williams. Plans are underway to relocate the artisans from Temple Yard to Pelican Village while the Temple Yard facility undergoes reconstruction. Speaking during a media briefing, communications consultant with Barbados Tourism Investment Incorporated, Joanne Haig, announced that the vendors should be moved to Pelican Village before the end of the year, with a new Temple Yard site expected to be completed by next year.
We're hoping, God willing, and everything goes to plan and weather permitting, that we can start the construction of the new Temple Yard this year. However, we do not believe, and we want to be realistic, we're not going to be able to build that in 6 months. So we'd already explained to the artisans that expect them to be in Pelican around Christmas. They understood that. You're going to keep them informed, but I know for a fact that we will not be able to do that between now and December. However, the designs are in. We are tweaking the design somewhat because we're looking at storage now in the city. As you know, we're always cramped for space in the city, and we need additional storage going forward.
Communication consultant with the Barbados Tourism Investment Incorporated, Joanne Haig. The annual Bridgetown Craft Market will be held at the Mighty Grinder Highway today and tomorrow. Between 2 and 11 p.m., the Mighty Grinder Highway from its junction with Holborn Circle to its junction with Brighton Road in the parish of St. Michael shall be closed to all vehicular traffic except those vehicles used by members of the festival committee. Now, during these times, no vehicle is allowed to park or remain stationary on the following roads except to pick up or set down passengers from Brighton Road, from its junction with Blackrock Main Road, to its junction with the Mighty Grinder Highway. Blackrock Main Road, from its junction with University Drive, to its junction with Eagle Hall, Deacons Farm Road, from its junction with Deacons Road, to its junction with Brighton Road, President Kennedy Drive, Fontebel Road, Deacons Road, and Westbury Road. The trade union movement is mourning the loss of veteran trade unionist Dennis Clark. Mr. Clark died on the 1st of August. He was the former General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers. Minister of Labour, Social Security and Third Sector, Colin Jordan, in a statement highlighted Mr. Clark's commitment to the regional movement as a member of the Caribbean Public Service Association, where he also advanced the cause of workers in Barbados, especially those in government. His former friend and colleague, Walter Maloney, also shared a shock in hearing the news of his passing.
Dennis is a man of integrity, he's a man of deep faith, a man who went beyond to make certain that workers in the public service always got what is rightfully due to them. Dennis loved people. He could not stand to see persons being unfair. People might not know this, but Dennis represented not only persons in the private sector, in the public sector, but he also did a lot of pro bono for persons who work in the private sector as well. In the coming days, a lot more will be said about Dennis. But I would just like to say this to all the brothers and sisters, not only in Barbados. Dennis did a lot of work in the region, both at the Caribbean Public Services Association level and the Caribbean Council of Labour.
Former friend and colleague Walter Maloney. Meantime, General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions of Staff Associations of Barbados, Dennis Tapisa, in his condolence message described Mr. Clark's passing as a great loss to the labor movement.
The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados is saddened to learn the passing of Brother Dennis Clark, the retired General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers. His passing can best be described as a colossal loss to the Barbadian labor movement. He was a stalwart of labor who made significant contributions to Barbados and the regional labor movement. He was remembered for his in-depth knowledge of the workers of the public service and for his strong advocacy and representation on behalf of public sector workers. SUSAP joins in mourning his loss and expresses its heartfelt condolences to his family at this time of their bereavement.
General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, Dennis Tapisa. The United States is sending a carrier strike group, a fighter squadron, and additional warships to the Middle East as the region braces for possible Iranian retaliation for the killing of a senior Hamas leader in Tehran earlier this week. According to a statement from the Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary, Sabrina Singh, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered the USS Abraham Lincoln to replace the USS Theodore Roosevelt Strike Group, which is currently operating in the Gulf of Oman. Destroyers and cruisers capable of ballistic missile defense will also be sent to the Middle East and the Mediterranean Sea. That's the 7:30 edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Larry Mears.